The no refusal law that became effective this month means drunk drivers will take a blood test even if they don't want to. I attended a meeting with the Advisory Council on Traffic Safety to learn more about the no refusal law. Kate Lavery is the felony DUI prosecutor, which means she only gets involved when someone has four or more DUIs within a 20-year time period.
I have a bird's eye view on the fact that we have a real DUI problem, and it exists in Hamilton County.
When a law enforcement officer stops a driver that the officer believes is impaired by drugs or alcohol, they may require the driver to complete a roadside sobriety test, a breathalyzer, or provide a blood test. You have consented to abide by these conditions every time you drive on any road in the state of Tennessee. In some situations, a blood test is required, like if there's any injury, a prior DUI or vehicle assault, and in the case of a prior vehicular homicide by intoxication, or if there's a child under the age of 16 in the vehicle. The blood test provides an accurate measure of intoxication and also documents influence of medications or drugs.
The officer only needs probable cause to arrest. I need beyond a reasonable doubt to convict.
So if you have a DUI conviction in your past or anyone gets hurt because of your impaired driving, get ready for a blood test because it's the law. The first-time DUI suspect may want to refuse a blood test, but according to Lavery, the law added three little words.
Or by warrant. That has not been in the statute before. In fact, the Attorney General in 1998 gave an opinion and said we shouldn't be getting warrants for obtaining the test on DUIs. So now it's part of the statute. So it overrides that Attorney General's opinion. It allows law enforcement to get the test by warrant. All of those other things I enumerated are warrantless ways to get the test. Now what we have is simply if an officer has, for instance, his video isn't working or he doesn't have video in his car, so he can't record the impaired driver doing the testing that they put them through. If it's a DUI first, then the person can't consent. But if you don't have video, you can't get consent, you know that the person doesn't have priors, doesn't have a kid in the car, and the officer knows that this person is impaired, and this person seems to be impaired enough where it'll last for the amount of time that it's going to take to get the warrant, because it is more time consuming. You know, we have to worry about the exigent circumstances portion of it. Then the officer can get the warrant.
You may have seen or heard references to DUI checkpoints or roadblocks through the media to raise awareness of the changes to the law.
The intention, Governor's Highway Safety Office, other law enforcement agencies, will get together and they'll have a media event. And it's called a no refusal weekend. And they will do the DUI stops. They'll do the roadblocks. And they'll advertise it to the media. They're trying to inform people that in Tennessee now, there is no refusal. It just gives law enforcement another tool in the tool belt. Gives them another opportunity to gather evidence, but it's not mandatory that they get blood by warrant from this DUI first for that particular DUI stop.
Captain Charles Lowery heads the traffic division for the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department. Collecting evidence for a DUI conviction has changed over his years of service.
When I first started in a few years ago, it was strictly the officer's word. We went to court, we sat up here, we testified, this is what we observed, et cetera, et cetera. There was no video or anything like that, so it lets you know how far back we're going. The judge listened to what we said, and depending on how we testified was the catalyst for what kind of decision the judge made, which was first offense, minimum of 48 hours, up to 11 months and 29 days. Second offense is minimum 45 days, up to 11 months, 29 days, and fines and everything of that sort. We now have the evidence to support other than just the officer's word in court on that, with the videos, with the no refusal, this type of thing. The way that the law states is we can take blood from a person. As far as the breathalyzer is concerned, all it does is show alcohol. Blood shows drugs, everything else that we request. So we can actually forcibly take blood from a person who says, I ain't giving you nothing. When we get them to the jail, we actually have a device, and the way that the law is written is the amount of force necessary to achieve the goal. So in one state, they actually had a situation where it took 5 officers to hold a guy down in order to remove blood. That ended up being reasonable amount of force. He was very, very combative. We actually have a device in the Hamilton County Jail that is a chair that we can strap a person into and obtain the blood in a safe manner. The person wouldn't be able to move or anything like this, so they can't break the needle off in the arm or anything like that. It is the amount of force necessary to achieve. So yes, we can forcibly take blood from an offender, especially if it's multiple DUIs, if it is involving an injury, if it's involving a driver that has juveniles in the car, this type of thing, and we actually believe that that person is impaired. We also have people that are certified as drug recognition experts now. We actually have people that are certified to be able to recognize if there are signs of drug impairment. A number of years ago, they had a choice of breath or blood. Now the choice is basically ours.
The change to the law protects people by giving law enforcement agencies tools to help convict habitual offenders that take to Tennessee roads under the influence of drugs or alcohol. If you have a DUI in your past, you will be required to take the blood test if law enforcement officers believe you are driving impaired. If you are a first-time DUI offender, you will still have to take the blood test by warrant. Bottom line, don't drink or do drugs and drive on the roads in Tennessee. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.